Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On today's episode, Bob and I are joined again by Jose Rodriguez, a super funny guy talking about a super serious topic. So it's still kind of funny because he's more funny than serious in terms of, like, if you had that little scale and there was the funny side and the weights on it and then the serious side and the weights on that, the funny side would be, I guess it would be lower because he's more funny. I think that's how that works. Enjoy.
Okay, so dude, you survived cancer and you went through trying times. I mean, this is scary times when you were diagnosed. And what'd you learn?
The scariest part to me was when they tell you.
Yeah.
Because they tell you like pulling a Band-Aid. And I would have preferred a little slower approach to it.
Yeah.
The doctor just, so I went into the emergency room because I had a pain like right below my chest. And they thought it could be the gallbladder or something like that. So after, I don't know, 5-6 hours at the emergency room, they finally, the nurse comes and goes, the doctor would like to see you in this room. So they move us room. So you're already on edge. You're like, something's up.
That's not great.
No. And he walks in and he immediately opens the door and goes, so we found a tumor in your kidney and it's cancerous probably. That was his opening. Like he literally opened the door and said this.
And I know that like that kind of attitude makes for good doctors, like the lack of
the detachment,
any kind of empathy.
Yes.
Right. But at the same time.
Right.
Wow. I don't know. I agree with that, though. I mean, I know they have to have a certain level of detachment. Right. But they also have to have a certain level of sensitivity with the weight of the news that they're bringing.
Correct.
The patient. Now, mind you, this isn't your doctor. Right. This is right. A stranger that you've met for the first time.
Yep.
Going through this process. But those doctors know better. They
yes.
should do better. And I'm saying this having had a history with ER doctors when I worked at Orlando Health. And I knew some that were exactly like that. And it's because they're afraid. They want to just,
right.
they want to get it out there.
Yeah, they want to rip the Band-Aid off right. and just get the words out before they have to explain
what's
anything
best
else.
For the patient. You
right.
know? And that's just it. So after that.
Now,
I mean,
my,
you survived. So technically he did the right thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and mine was found really early. I was stage 1A, which is the earliest you want to find it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So after the surgery of removing my kidney, that was it. Because I went to 2 specialists, and the options were both the same at both specialists. Freeze the tumor or remove the kidney. Freezing the tumor, neither one could guarantee that the tumor was going to stay frozen forever because
right.
of where it was.
Well, and then it's got to wear the you know, the hat and the little, what do you call the scarf,
right? Because
the kidney, it would look cute, but
yeah. And I also asked the doctor, I'm like, well, if you am I gonna be cold too because you froze my kidney all the time? Because I don't like being cold.
Oh,
I live in
being
Florida
cold. If you could do that, that would be
oh
great.
My oh just chill a kidney,
just insert Freon
yeah.
into me.
Oh
that's what it would feel like, I
yeah.
assumed. But then they both agreed that the best option was to remove the kidney.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you guys are saying so, let's do this.
Rock on.
But to me, the hard part of the experience was when he said it. It was like an out-of-body experience. Like, I can say that I was sitting down, but I wasn't there. Like, all of a sudden, I was looking at the room with my wife, the doctor, and me just sitting there. And she took over. My wife has had cancer 3 times now.
Oh, wow.
So she took over, started asking the questions.
That's
you know,
you
what's our next step?
Somebody.
What do we
got
to do this? What do we got to do this? While I'm just like looking at the show that's happening going, wow, you got cancer, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
so it was definitely weird.
I had a similar experience when I had Beatrice. So I had a lymphangioma, the thing that grows in your neck sometimes. Mm. So I had one of those by my pancreas. So I named it Beatrice.
Mm.
But I'd lost a bunch of weight, and I didn't know why, and they found that.
Oh.
And so until they pulled it out and figured out what it was like, oh, well, it's, you know, everything said no. All the tests they did up until that point said no, but until they actually pulled it out. But I remember when they told me there was, like, this growth inside, and it was the size, at that point, the size of a grapefruit.
God, it's always fruit.
Yeah, it's always fruit.
It's like,
everybody understands fruit.
I heard a comedian today who said that the babies are the only thing that we pull out of another human being that we want to hold. And
that's
just
true for most. I think there
Did
are
you
some
hold
serial
your
killers.
Oh,
little trophy action.
This episode was terrifying to me, right up to Nick's final comment. Both my friends went through some serious surgeries and some life-changing fears. They faced down unwanted intruders inside their own bodies and survived to tell the stories. Wow. Not to try to compete, but I had some serious surgery before Nick and Jose were even born. I was only 7 years old, 42 pounds, undergoing a very complex surgical procedure called a tonsillectomy. Most people don't even realize that I've had to navigate the challenges of my life without the help of my tonsils. So, I guess I'm a member of the surgery club too, and I'm proud of all that we've endured. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next time.